Hi, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm so excited. I'm here with Katie Hughes to talk about an amazing Divine Mercy Conference.
Saturday, October 19th at St. Peter and St. Paul from 9 to 4 p.m. That's October 19th at St. Peter and St. Paul in Rancho Cucamonga.
Do you want to learn more about how much God loves you, about His mercy, and how He's showering you with His gifts? Come to this event, and we have amazing speakers.
We do. We have Deacon Steve Greco, Father Michael Berry, Kathleen Beckman, and Donna Lee. More importantly, we will be celebrating the Feast of St. John Paul II that day.
That's awesome. And Donna Lee will also be providing the music. It will change your life. I mean, it is so amazing. We have a series of these conferences. They have been life-changing and so, so filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll have a healing service at the end. I'm very excited. We will see you there Saturday, October 19th, St. Peter and St. Paul in Rancho Cucamonga.
For more information, contact us at info@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's info@spiritfilledhearts.org or call 949-514-5028. That's 949-514-5028. You can also visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org, and register there. That's spiritfilledhearts.org.
We'll see you there. God bless you all.
To this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here is Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. And I am so excited to have someone who I admire so much. And this is Joe Shripa, who is the campaign leader for 40 Days for Life in Los Angeles. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
Steve, thanks for having me again.
It is so awesome to see you. You know, it was interesting seeing the movie Unplanned and being part of the publicity and part of that whole movie because it was so powerful. To me, you know, 40 Days for Life was mentioned in the movie, if I remember correctly, correct?
Yes, that's correct. The people who may have seen the movie Unplanned had a good glimpse of a group of prayer warriors, people outside an abortion facility in Texas, and these people would be praying peacefully. They'd be praying consistently for the women that are tempted or being forced, in many cases, to go inside the abortion facility. So the people that were praying outside were members of the 40 Days for Life campaign down in Texas.
And 40 Days for Life is making such a huge difference. Tell us what it is and how it works in Los Angeles.
So 40 Days for Life is an international campaign whose goal is to end abortion as we know it in the world. And our approach is one of a peaceful, prayerful, consistent vigil over a 40-day period, community outreach, and also fasting. So the 40 Days for Life will start the fall campaign on September 25th, and we're going to be in over 500 cities through the entire world. It started off as one campaign in Bryan, Texas, and now we've grown to over 500 cities.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for what He is doing to make a difference to protect the unborn. My brothers and sisters, you have been called. John 15:16 says very clearly, it is not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you and appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain. And bearing fruit is protecting the unborn. I mean, my brothers and sisters, it just pains me that there is a significant percentage of Catholics who do not support the unborn. And this is the lie of the enemy. if you're supporting abortion, this is clearly against the teaching of the church. It is a lie of the enemy, and I will just tell you unequivocally, just pray, talk to a priest about it. And why is it so important to support the unborn and support life, Joe?
Well, it's simply the matter of what we feel is the truth. And unborn babies are human. And it's very clear to me and to all the people that I know that are moral, decent people, that they abide by the moral compass, which was handed down by God to Moses. And the moral compass very clearly says, thou shalt not kill. So those people who abide by the moral compass understand there are things that are proper to do, things that are improper to do, and killing is clearly something that is against the truth. That's how I understand it.
And it's very clear, again, that the church teaches that abortion is not something that we represent, that we support, that we believe in, but life is what we believe in. And Jesus was very clear in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly, abundantly. We are to protect life. We are to support life. We are to support the poorest of the poor. When we support the poor, those that are in need and those that certainly are struggling to keep their baby are maybe poor financially, but they're certainly poor spiritually in trying to figure out what is it that I should do. They need our help. They need our support. And 40 Days for Life Los Angeles gives a lot of support to those women that are struggling and trying to figure out what to do. And some women have come to abortion facilities, and 40 Days for Life is there and making a difference. In your thoughts about that?
Well, Steve, you're exactly right on. So as time goes on, the pro-life movement gets more and more understanding of what's going on. Why are the women going to the facilities? What can we do better? So our studies of post-abortive women have determined that approximately 60% of all the women that have had abortions feel they were coerced to actually go into the abortion facility. We're out on the sidewalk, and I'll share a story with you. And really one of the very first prayer vigils that we had, we pray on Santa Monica Boulevard, 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard. And we were praying facing the facility, and off to the right came a fairly good-sized guy who was physically pushing his woman, wife, girlfriend into the facility, like physically pushing her into the facility. And she didn't want any part of it. And so she like was resisting. And when we were there, it provided a buffer. It gave her a reason to completely stop. She just sat down on the curb and says, I'm not going in. And the guy in a big huff left and left her. So 60% of the women are coerced into abortion.
And my brothers and sisters, perhaps you're listening right now. Perhaps you are pregnant as a woman who doesn't really know what to do. And financially, you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to figure it out emotionally. You're trying to figure out how this is all going to work. And what do you say to women right now that are out there and they're struggling and they want to do what's best, but they don't know what to do? And why is keeping their baby the best thing they could do?
Well, keeping the baby is the best thing they can do, if in fact that is the exact perfect choice for them. Sometimes, Steve, people can't do that, and sometimes adoption is still
keeping the baby as it relates
correct.
To the abort.
That's correct. So keeping the baby alive is to me the goal for this whole thing. And in order to do that, the women have to be supported. They have to be supported, and there are a vast number of excellent charities that are set up in and around the Southern California area. What I'll offer you first is a simple number. If you have a pencil and you're in a situation where you are pregnant and you don't know what to do, there's a helpline. It's for Options United. And the phone number is 877-398-7734. I'll just repeat it one more time. 877-398-7734. And then the Options United helpline will take your call, and they'll get you to the closest geographic place that will be there to help you with what needs you may have, whether it's healthcare, whether it's counseling, whatever you need, they can direct you to a proper place that will give you an option to keep your baby.
My brothers and sisters, you are not alone. You are not alone. Jesus told us, I give you my Holy Spirit. Jesus is there helping you and guiding you through the Holy Spirit, through his love. And this Options United helpline is a big opportunity. Can they go directly, again, to 40 Days for Life to find out more information about that? Or
yes.
Or just, and perhaps they want to volunteer too.
Sure.
What do they do for that?
Okay. If I can, let's stay on the point of women that are in crisis, the women that need help.
Sure.
If you go to the 40 Days for Life website, 40, that's number 40, days, 4, that's F-O-R, life.com, and you look for the Los Angeles website, the part of the website for Los Angeles, there is a list of resources that are available to you, and those resources will include the aforementioned Options United. It'll include a very, very good pro-life health center on West Los Angeles called Claris. It'll include the Los Angeles Pregnancy Services, which is a standout operation run by Astrid Gutierrez. It'll include Harvest Home. Harvest Home is an actual facility that will house homeless women who are pregnant and have no place to go to. They'll actually give you a place to stay, to be fed, to be cared for, to go full term with your baby. It'll also have the Good Shepherd Shelter, which is run by a group of nuns towards the Hollywood area. And the Good Shepherd Center, is among the best of all the charities that has a success ratio, one of the highest success ratios in the whole country, of getting women who are homeless, sheltering them, training them, and actually getting them jobs back in the community. They have an extremely high success ratio.
That is absolutely spectacular. This show is being heard in 48 different stations throughout the Western United States. You had mentioned 40 Days for Life is international. What do they do to find local 40 Days for Life within their area?
Okay, so to find the local 40 Days for Life campaign, you go to 40daysforlife.com, and then there'll be a drop-down, search in my area. First it's by country, then it's by state, and then it's by city. And you can find a place in Zambia. You can find a place in Orange County.
Beverly Hills.
In
Orange County.
In West Los Angeles, yes.
Oh, awesome.
There's no question. Yes.
Awesome. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about the miracle of 40 Days for Life, Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the Diocese of Orange is up to? Come and see on Saturday, October 12th at our free diocesan ministry celebration. Starts with Mass at 9 in the brand new Christ Cathedral. Hear from Bishops Kevin Fan, Timothy Fryer, and Ton Tai as they each lead presentations in three different languages, English, Spanish, and Vietnamese, on the direction of the diocese and the increased focus on evangelization and faith formation. Go to rcbo.org/DMC. That's rcbo.org/DMC. We'll see you there.
Timmery here from Trending with Timmery. We are in the midst of seeing one of the most important pro-life trials take place. A trial with David Dalyden here in the state of California. We're seeing preliminary hearings take place with much more coming down the road with regard to the selling of aborted baby parts. So much to be said here. Listen to that and more on Trending this week. Make sure to join me this Sunday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific here on Relevant Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit, and wow, am I so excited to have Joe Shirippa back on our show. We had Joe back in, how long has it been now? Maybe over a year or something?
Yes, it was. Yeah. The last campaign.
Last campaign.
2018.
And now yes. We're 2019, and we have a big date coming up, September 25th for 40 Days for Life Los Angeles. Tell us more about what's going to happen on the 25th.
Okay, September the 25th is the first of 40 days where people around the entire world will gather and pray peacefully in a constant vigil outside known abortion businesses. We'll be in Southern California. We'll be across all the states in the United States. We'll be in Canada. We'll be in Europe, Africa. Big presence in South America. That will be the beginning. The objective is to try to have a constant vigil outside the facility to pray for the women that are abortion-minded that may be attempted to go into the abortion business. We'll pray for the babies that may lose their lives that day in the abortion business. We'll pray for the fathers who will never see their children again. We'll pray for the grandfathers and the grandmothers. They'll never see their children. We'll pray for the abortion workers that they have a change of heart. And we'll change for the community and whole. Because at the end of the day, the abortion business has had an ability to define the culture in the media that it is okay to dispose of your babies.
My brothers and sisters, God is calling you to make a difference, to protect the unborn. For me personally, I've been involved in various ministries on boards and so forth, protecting the unborn for as long as I can remember. But I was incredibly moved by the movie Unplanned and to see exactly what goes on as it relates to being in this abortion clinic and what happens to the baby and just everything that's going on there and how that particular clinic makes money, makes all kinds of money off abortions. And that's what they're interested in, is making the money. And the anguish that so many women go through. My brothers and sisters, do yourself and do the world a gigantic favor by first praying to protect the unborn. By second, making a difference in whatever you can do by supporting 40 Days for Life Los Angeles. By showing up on September 25th. And where do they go on September 25th? How do they find out what to do?
Sure. We'll be at 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard. 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. It's commonly referred to as Route 66. We are west of the 405 freeway. And we'll be there starting in the afternoon at 4 p.m., and we'll stay there until it gets into the early evening. And we'll be there every day except Sunday. You can find the hours on the website, www.40daysforlife.com. And if you live away from the West Los Angeles area, if you live in Orange County, or if you live in Riverside County, or you live in another state, you can find the closest prayer vigil to you by going to www.40daysforlife.com and searching what is the vigil nearest me. And you can make contact electronically with the people that will be in charge of that particular prayer vigil.
Now, this show is airing on September 22nd. It is on Facebook Live for those listening on Facebook Live. But what time, how long is the entire event?
Well, the entire event, Steve, is for 40 days. But the particular Wednesday the 25th and the weeknights will start at 4 and it'll continue into the early evening. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're trying to set it up that we have coverage from 8 in the morning until into the early evening, because Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days that the abortion business, which is called the FPA, on Tuesdays and Thursdays is the day they perform abortions. So we want to try to be there at the entire time when they are actually aborting the babies.
That is absolutely fantastic. And again, this is for 40 days. And interestingly, in the movie Unplanned, and I've heard this now in other places, when people show up and pray, when they go to abortion clinics and pray outside, legally, again, lawfully, when they are there, the number of abortions go down dramatically.
Yes, we've heard a number, which we believe is a Planned Parenthood number, that abortions drop, Steve, 50% on the day that we are outside praying. Our experience at the local level in front of the FPA on Santa Monica Boulevard is that they've dropped down now where they're only open for abortions on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're actually dark on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now. And they'll do some business on Saturdays, but that is a spotty business. So we've had an impact on reducing the number of abortions in West Los Angeles.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you can make a gigantic difference by saying yes to the Lord. And Joe, I want to thank you for your yes, son, and thank you for standing and fighting for the unborn. Tell us about your personal story, your personal testimony. Are you a cradle Catholic?
Yes. So I come from a very long line of Catholics. As a kid, I think that we were told that we were probably a Catholic family for the last 1,800 years.
Wow. Praise the Lord. We're from a different country and so forth.
Sure. Part of our family was from Italy.
I liked you. What part of Italy?
My grandfather was born in Calabria.
Calabres, Testaverde. So I'm Calabres and Bades.
But so anyway. You can tell them about how hard-headed the people from Calabria.
Oh, my goodness. My father, who was from Calabria, and I went to visit, by the way, my relatives there. I'm sure you've been there?
Yes, I have, yes.
Do you still have relatives there?
We do. We have some cousins. The cousin is a doctor. He works very, very hard. His wife is a high school teacher. We have a couple of cousins that are probably a lot more grown than the last time we've seen them there.
And what town do you remember?
Yes, it's in Rocella. It's outside Reggio.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a little bit south of where my relatives are from, but very close.
Yes.
Very close. And, you know, it's such an amazing area. And it's interesting, too, from a standpoint that coming from Italian heritage, but, you know, certainly that's true with all of you listening in. We're all related to our Lord Jesus Christ. We're all related together. But there's such a love, you know, speaking as being kind of having Italian immigrant grandparents in my case, you know, we grew up with a love of family and so forth and to support one another. And it seems like that supporting life is kind of an extension of family, right? Because we are one big family and together, and we need to support each other.
Absolutely. Yes.
And it's so important, again, that we represent that. So you grew up as a Catholic and a long time Catholic family. And then did you have a particular faith conversion as you were growing up?
Well, I was always a every Sunday Mass attendee, and all our family was. But then when I went to school, I went to a secular school back east. I pretty much fell out of the faith for the period of time. I was under influences that were not great for me at that point. But my story and why I got involved in the pro-life movement is like many people that are in the pro-life movement. As a younger man, I had gotten my girlfriend pregnant, and she actually was someone who was an expert and actually worked herself at Planned Parenthood, of all places. So my understanding of what happened in the movie Unplanned is pretty intense. And I let her abort a couple of our children. And it's something that it moved me. I buried it for years and years. And then I was able to see what the pro-life movement was doing. Specifically, I had the opportunity to attend in Los Angeles the diocese One Life L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And One Life LA, of course, is a march that's organized by Archbishop Gomez in Los Angeles, and it's extremely successful. And after the march, there's a general session out in the grass in a major area in downtown Los Angeles, and there's all different booths along the side. And one of the booths was actually the 40 Days for Life booth. And it was manned by one of the senior people from 40 Days for Life, Steve Carlin. And we got to talking about what they do. And I came to understand that there was opportunity for me to help other people not make the same mistake that I made as a younger, uninformed, not caring person, to actually be there for them, to give them information, give them options, and be a person who stands for the truth. What is the right thing?
My brothers and sisters, we're talking with Joe Scirripa, who is the campaign leader for 40 Days for Life Los Angeles, coming up September 25th. Joe is gracious enough to share his personal story, his testimony, his growth. Some of you out there, perhaps you have gone through and have had abortions. Some of you men out there perhaps have recommended your girlfriend, your wife, or whomever it might be, to have an abortion, or perhaps you have recommended it in the past that they have an abortion. And some of you are feeling incredible pain and suffering because of what you have done. What is your message to them?
That God is a forgiving God, and that if you seek forgiveness, you can get it. If God is willing to forgive us, we should be able to forgive ourselves. And only by forgiving yourself do you get free and put you in a position where you can actually be of help to others in this matter. We see people who are extremely angry on the sidewalk, extremely angry. And we get it. We get these people are extremely pained and may not have forgiven themselves.
My brothers and sisters, when you don't forgive yourself, when you don't forgive others, it is like drinking poison and thinking it's going to harm someone else. When you don't forgive yourself, you're enslaved. You're enslaved. Forgive yourself, because God died and rose again for you personally. Forgive other people who may have hurt you or abused you. I've recently written a book, Miracles Through Forgiveness, which is found on Amazon. And in this book, we cover the critical nature of forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and forgiving God. For some people hold grudges against God for things that have happened to them. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about the miracle of life.
Calling Southern California educators. Are you looking for field trip ideas for the 2019-2020 academic year? From now through January 11, 2020, Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel Traveling Exhibit will be in Southern California in the Cultural Center on Christ Cathedral Campus in Orange County. Enjoy viewing each of Michelangelo's frescoes in life-size, up-close, never-before-seen perspective. Explore this stunning artwork at your own pace. Get your tickets now. Go to SistineExhibit.com. Special pricing available for groups. Book now before it's too late. Again, that's SistineExhibit.com. And awaken your curiosity to the innovative and unique interpretation of Michelangelo's timeless masterpiece.
The following is a special message from Father Donald Calloway on behalf of Deacon Steve Greco and Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry.
Hi, everyone. This is Father Donald Calloway, and I want to invite you to go on a pilgrimage with me to Poland in 2020, from August the 5th to August the 13th. We're going to have an amazing trip. We start in Warsaw, and we see a whole bunch of things associated with St. Faustina there. And also we go to the resting place of Blessed Jerzy Popiełuszko, who was a very, very holy priest in Poland and was killed, was a martyr. We go to Częstochowa, of course, to see the famous image of Our Lady. We go to Niepokalanów, the place that St. Maximian Kolbe founded, and we celebrate Mass in the same place that he did. We go to Krakow, which is a beautiful city, which you will love. We go to the Divine Mercy Shrine, of course, to see where the worldwide center of the Divine Mercy Apostolate is and where the body of St. Faustina is. We go to the shrine of St. John Paul II, to his birthplace, to the birthplace of St. Faustina, to Zakopane, where St. John Paul II used to go skiing, and so many other places. So I want to invite you to come with me as well on this trip. It's going to be special because Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry out of Southern California is going to be in attendance as well. It's going to be fantastic. So think about coming on that pilgrimage with me in August of 2020, and God bless you.
For more details on this exciting pilgrimage, contact Spirit-Filled Hearts by phone at area 949-514-5028. Again, that's 949-514-5028. Or reach them by email at info@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's info@spiritfilledhearts.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Joe Shirippa, who is the campaign leader for 40 Days for Life for Los Angeles, which is coming up in 3 days. Those that are hearing the recording on the air right now on the 22nd, those on Facebook Live, you have an opportunity to sign up again. And how do they sign up for this event?
So one would go to the website, which is www.40, 40daysforlife.com, and they can find the prayer vigil that is closest to them. We're the Los Angeles Prayer Vigil. We'd love to have you join us. But Steve, I think you know there are many in Orange County.
Yes, in Anaheim, Orange, Santa Ana, Westminster, Costa Mesa. So if you'd like to come to one local to you and you happen to live in Orange County, Anaheim, Orange, Santa Ana, Westminster, and Costa Mesa. And again, you can go on your website and find the one closest to them. But we are recommending 40 Days for Life Los Angeles because you're here, and this is a great one. And how many abortion clinics, 40 Days for Life Los Angeles, again, for 40 days long, starting on the 25th, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you mentioned, you go to the clinic itself. And how many clinics do you actually go to?
Okay, so the Los Angeles 40 Days for Life is focused on just one abortion business, and that business is called an FPA. So for 40 days, we'll pray in front of an FPA, which is a for-profit abortion business, at 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard, 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. And we'll be there every day except for Sundays. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the most important days because those are the days when the abortions are being performed, and we want to have people out there to support the women that are tempted to go in and offer them alternatives where they can get health care, where they can be counseled, where they can even talk to people about the possibility of putting their baby up for adoption if that's the best possible course of action.
And again, there are so many people, so many couples looking to adopt a baby, and it's difficult to find them. And
it is.
And so this is a great gift that if you're in a situation where you feel like adoption is your best recourse, you're giving someone a tremendous gift. Now, tell us about what happens, let's say, on a Tuesday or a Thursday when they show up. What time are you there in the morning?
Well, we'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 a.m.
And go to
and
time?
We'll go until about 7 o'clock at night. The okay. building is pretty much shut down at that point.
Okay, and
but
so
people will come in for abortions early, usually between 8 and 10.
Okay, so let's say between 8 and 10. Kind of walk us through what exactly would happen. Is it mm-hmm. similar to the movie Unplanned where you're at a fence and so forth? Or
sure. So the question is, what happens? So the building is a multifunctional building. It houses this abortion business called FPA. And FPA is the largest abortion provider in the state of California. They provide more abortions than Planned Parenthood in California. And it's a for-profit business. So we'll be out on the sidewalk. There's two different entrances. We try to have people praying outside each of the two entrances. And we're there with literature that offers them an opportunity to go to another place. There is a pro-life healthcare center called Claris Health. It's run by Talitha. Talitha is a wonderful supporter of our particular 40 Days for Life campaign. And we can send them just a few blocks away to the pro-life health center on Olympic Boulevard. The objective is to give the women hope, to give them alternatives, to let them know they are not alone, and to let them choose what is the best course of action for them on their own. The culture is very important to understand. We are peaceful. We are prayerful. We never condemn. We never confront. We never work against anybody going into the building, whether they are there to consider having an abortion or whether they're there to go to the chiropractor. There's a particular Emmy Award nominee lady who comes in on Saturday mornings, and she started off because she's from the secular Hollywood culture, really disliking us. But over the time that we've been there, this woman, she's a famous lady, has come to us and said, you know, although I disagree with how you guys think, I completely respect how you conduct yourself in this peaceful fashion. So we are changing her heart slowly by the fact that we are there consistently for the women.
And we must pray, 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 and we must love with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might, the women, the workers, I mean, everyone that we encounter there. So can you give us a story or two about, you know, how many years have you been doing this?
This will be our fourth campaign, Steve.
The fourth year. And, can, yes. you know, yes. so you're there, let's say, between 8 and 10, where so many of the abortions occur.
Yes.
And what makes a woman talk to somebody or change their mind? What happens?
Well, there's a process. First of all, we are very careful, as we've said, not to condemn. We're there praying. We pray very hard. We say rosary after rosary. We pray to St. Michael the Archangel. We pray litanies. We ask the Lord's help. At the end of the day, if abortion is going to be ended, it's because the Lord did it. We're just His extension there. We can't change it, but we understand that the Lord can change it, and at some point, we understand that that will happen. So if a woman comes up, we try to make eye contact. We're all dressed very conservatively. There are no signs. There's no pictures of aborted babies. People dress carefully. They'll have literature and will offer, can I offer you this information that might be of help to you? And then some people don't want to go in there. As a matter of fact, our statistics are most women don't want to go in there, but they don't know what to do.
They don't want to go inside, no. is what you're saying.
No, not at all.
And so they see somebody there. Is there a fence like in the movie, or is it
no.
just
this,
outside on this, the sidewalk?
This is a completely accessible building, and we are blessed that the country that we live in allows us to actually stand on a sidewalk and stand up for the truth and stand up for these women who are being pressured and they are abortion-minded. Some countries, in Canada, they don't even let you stand by the facility. They make you, as I understand it in Canada, be across the street. You can't even be on the same side of the street. But United States, we're able to stand on the sidewalk praying peacefully, prayerfully for these women.
Is there a sign that says 40 Days for Life? Or so? How do they know exactly what it is that... And who you represent, and I think we're getting a sign for those on Facebook Live right now.
So if you are watching this on Facebook Live, you would see that all of us, many of us have this particular sign that says, pray to end abortion, 40 days for life. And we have other signs, too. The signs that are extremely effective, in addition to this, the signs are reading, pregnant, need help. And then we have the number that we gave you earlier for Options United, 877-398-7734. Simply stated, pregnant, need help. And that makes it very clear if we have signs, pray to end abortion, signs that say pregnant need help, that we're there to help, and we're there to help people who are pregnant.
Again, that's Options United, 877-398-7734.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a story about one in particular that either you experienced or maybe someone else experienced and kind of what happened?
Well, this is actually a very personal story to me, and I'll tell it. So for years, almost a decade, I've gotten very good friends with a professional coach, a lady, who had, I'd say, as a focal point, her professional career. And she delayed getting married for a long time and finally got married. And now, today, as we're taping this, she is 40 years old and is pregnant and is due in end of November. So she's overjoyed at the expectation of having this baby her first. She's a great athlete and is really, really a good, positive person. And she goes to the doctor in the Los Angeles area. And the doctor says, looks fine. And as she starts doing the test last month, they say to her, your baby is going to have Down syndrome. And I think it was that. I was a big part of her life that God put me there, that I was able to talk to her because the doctor immediately said, you should get an abortion. Her parents said, you should get an abortion. Too tough to raise a Down syndrome baby. Not going to work for us. And I just had been involved enough, trained enough, understanding enough, and had enough resources as part of our campaign, the Los Angeles campaign, that I put her in touch with the people at Claris Health. They did counsel her. They got her to absolutely great experts, fetal experts at Children's Hospital. And it was determined that even if the baby does have Down syndrome, the baby is perfectly formed. Heart, liver, lungs, spine, eyes, everything will be perfect. This will be a perfect baby in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the doctor. So our first success will take place sometime around November the 26th.
Praise
when
God.
When we'll save this baby.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To save a life, my brothers and sisters, what a tremendous blessing that is. I've been fortunate enough to be part of what was Birth Choice, now Obria, and I want to give them a shout out, and Kathleen Eaton, a close friend of mine, and to see how many women have saved lives, saved their babies. It's just so, so important. 40 Days for Life Los Angeles will make a gigantic difference in the lives of so many women and men, but so many babies that will be alive as a result of this very, very important campaign.
I'd like to add on to what you're saying, Steve, about how great Obria is. They have a mobile clinic that we've used in the past, and we had a situation about 2 years ago where a couple was visiting from Europe, and they were supposed to fly back, and they wanted to go find out, is it safe enough for the pregnant woman to get back on an airplane and fly back to Europe? They had booked a reservation at the FPA clinic, and we had the Obria mobile clinic outside. When they came up, they said, where is the FPA? And I said, well, it's over here, but why don't you use the Obria mobile clinic instead? They are a much more friendly outfit. They said, well, we don't really know who you guys are. We have a reservation at the FPA. So they went into the FPA. I actually slumped down. I said, man, you just lost a baby there, because you know what they're going to recommend. They're going to recommend aborting the baby because that's their business. I sat there for about 2-3 minutes, and boom, outside the door they came running, and they came up to me and they said, they want to abort our babies. Can I go to the Obria Mobile Clinic, which we had parked alongside?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Another miracle. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit, where there are miracles each minute. that we're on the air because we're talking about what God has done in our lives. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the Diocese of Orange is up to? Come and see on Saturday, October 12th at our free Diocesan Ministry Celebration. Starts with Mass at 9 in the brand new Christ Cathedral. Hear from Bishops Kevin Fan, Timothy Fryer, and Ton Tai as they each lead presentations in three different languages, English, Spanish, and Vietnamese, on the direction of the diocese and the increased focus on evangelization and faith formation. Go to rcbo.org/DMC. That's rcbo.org/DMC. We'll see you there. 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. September 22nd, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Entrust your needs to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Just trust in God and everything wonderful happens. Since we know life doesn't work like that, what is wrong? The first clue is the word trust. What does that really mean? Look at the relationship of Jesus to his Father. Jesus always trusted him and was obedient to his will. Therefore, whatever work Jesus accomplished was blessed and fulfilled because he was in the will of the Father. Teach me, Lord, to conform to your will so that my works build your kingdom. I praise you for choosing me to build your kingdom. If you pray for God's help to do his work, do you listen to him with your heart? Do you realize that you must choose to be obedient to his perfect will in order to build his kingdom? 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. 365 Days of Praise is available now on Amazon Books or at SpiritFilledHearts.org. That's SpiritFilledHearts.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Joe Schirripa. And Joe is just a wonderful man, a holy man, a campaign leader for 40 Days for Life for Los Angeles. He is making a gigantic difference, and we're proud and blessed to be part of it on Spirit-Filled Hearts because we believe in supporting life. We believe in supporting the unborn. As Catholics, we believe in supporting the dignity of people, and when you support the unborn, you support women, you support fathers, you support life, you are making a difference. And 40 Days for Life has made a gigantic difference, and I believe, is this their website that I'm looking at? And it says, life saves over 16,000. Abortion centers closed 104. Abortion workers quit 191. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we've been a very small part of that, but we are a very proud part of that. Last year, we had, as we understand, two different abortion workers leave. We find that the abortion workers, they're largely women, and they're there largely because they need a job, and they're not ideologues. They aren't like trying to change the world. They just need jobs. And there is a ministry called And Then There Were None. And Then There Were None. It's founded by Abby Johnson. And for those of you who saw the movie Unplanned, Abby Johnson is the focal point of the movie. And we had and still have information that we'll give to these abortion workers. And it gives them an ability to drop out of their job, to get actually money from a foundation that the Abby Johnson ministry has, and it gives them an ability to retrain and get rehired in a more dignified, happier place than a place that has its main business is killing babies.
My brothers and sisters, you can make a difference. 40 Days for Life, Los Angeles. It's September 25th, and how do they get involved?
You get involved by going to the website and registering, if you're comfortable doing that.
Now, you had mentioned also that on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Los Angeles, you're going to Santa Monica Boulevard. And what is that address again and location?
So we go Tuesdays and Thursdays for all the day, but we're also there Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays too. But if you want to come pray with us, please come. We need you to join us. We would be honored if you came and join us in prayer and stand and witness for the truth. Please come to 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard. It's 12304 Santa Monica Boulevard. It's in Los Angeles. It is west of the 405 freeway on what's commonly called Route 66.
And this is every day from 8 a.m., Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
So where we are is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those are the days when they give abortions. We also pray at nights. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights, the weeknights, from 4 to 7. And the abortion facility is actually closed then because we've been successful at limiting their hours. But we stand on Santa Monica Boulevard in what's regarded by the people at the National Headquarters of 40 Days for Life as among the most important of all the 500 campaigns, because we are located in the media center of the world, Los Angeles. And the people who work in the film industry, the people who work in the television industry, the people who work on the internet, the people who work in the gaming industry, tend to live in this neighborhood, and they tend to drive by us all the time. And when we're there, we're making a statement that what we're doing is important. It's important to us, but it's more important of all things to the women that we're trying to help. And we can't get censored by Google, Facebook, or Twitter because we stand live. We are unable to be censored for what we are saying and what we're doing.
My brothers and sisters, it is time to stand up and be counted. It's time to make a difference. When you show up at these events at 40 Days for Life and show up any of the days mentioned by Joe Shirippa, but show up perhaps on a Tuesday and Thursday, and you're praying and you're being fervent in your prayer and you're praying a rosary, you will make a difference. And again, earlier mentioned from Planned Parenthood that when you show up at one of their sites, and you're praying that there are 50% less abortions on that day, which is absolutely fantastic because that is the embodiment of God's love, which is so critical. And so people can make a gigantic difference because so many times, Joe, people go, well, what difference is it really going to make if I show up or don't show up? But when they show up, first of all, you're supporting other people who are there by your presence, but you are being the embodiment of Jesus Christ, the embodiment of the love of Jesus Christ, and you are making a big difference.
Absolutely. We have to understand this started with four people. Four people sat down approximately 10 years ago and started praying first at their dining room table, then realized that they should go outside and pray in front of the abortion facility in Bryan, Texas. From those four people who started praying, it's now an international movement where we're going to have over 500 vigils, over 500 vigils around the world.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that incredible? But this is what God is. God makes the impossible possible. And think of all the many lives that are being saved. And think about the grace, unmerited favor, being poured on all of those people who are involved in making a difference for life. What final things do you have to say, Joe, to our people, encouraging them to pray and support? Is there a website as it relates to donations, too?
Steve, the West Los Angeles campaign is funded. So we really want you to pray for us, show up, talk about us, and encourage other people to show up. So we would love that you would join us on the sidewalk. And we need prayer warriors because it's, in all honesty, hard to do this. It's uncomfortable being on the sidewalk. It isn't like something that comes naturally. The people that are on the sidewalk are there, and they are uncomfortable. And they're uncomfortable, as I understand it, because it is natural. It is more than uncomfortable to watch a woman walk into a facility to end her baby's life. That's an uncomfortable event. So the people that are there are very strong people. If you're there, you're going to be among like-minded people, people that in many cases have been personally impacted by abortion, either in their bodies, their wife's bodies, their kids have had abortions, their friends have had abortions. There was a priest that shared a story with us last season, and if I got it right, that his grandmother almost aborted his mother, and he wouldn't have been around to pray with us. She was actually on the way to have an abortion and left and said, as she was driving, her husband was driving to the abortion facility, "I forgot my rosaries. Please turn around." And we wouldn't have a priest today in Southern California if he hadn't turned around.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, pray for 40 Days for Life. Be part of this very, very important campaign. Again, go to the website. One more time, the website.
Steve, please go to www.40daysforlife. www.40daysforlife. And our information is there. Feel free to contact us electronically. My phone number is there if you need to get it as well.
My brothers and sisters, you're listening because God wants you to be part of 40 Days for Life. In any way you can, by prayer, by participation, showing up to make a difference for life, to make a difference by loving, loving until it hurts, loving passionately women and men who are suffering and going through this very difficult decision. But the greatest answer is Jesus. The greatest answer is life. The greatest answer is saying yes to the Lord. Joe, thank you for your yes. Thank you for saying yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for being the campaign leader for 40 Days for Life, Los Angeles, and thank you for being on the show.
It's my honor.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, and worship you, and glorify you. We thank you for the incredible number of miracles that will happen for 40 Days for Life throughout the world and will happen for 40 Days for Life in Los Angeles. The many lives that will be saved, the women that will be touched as a result of this very, very important group of people that love you and are loving them. We ask, Lord God, for protection of the unborn. We ask, Lord God, for anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit upon 40 Days for Life and all the people that they encounter. We ask for the end of abortion. We ask and believe through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You have been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
Here's an important message from Deacon Steve Greco of Empowered by the Spirit and Joe Shirippa of 40 Days for Life.
40 Days for Life is making such a huge difference.
40 Days for Life is an international campaign whose goal is to end abortion as we know it. Our approach is one of a peaceful, prayerful, consistent vigil over a 40-day period, community outreach, and fasting. And we're going to be in over 500 cities. It started off as one campaign, and now we've grown to over 500 cities.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for what he is doing to protect the unborn.
To find the local 40 Days for Life campaign, you go to 40daysforlife.com, and then there'll be a drop down, search in my area.
Pray for 40 Days for Life. Be part of this very, very important campaign.
Thank you, Joe and Deacon Steve. Again, please visit 40daysforlife.com and let your voice be heard.